Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
Listen, Fatso, I already saw a man out in the woods with light coming out of his orifices.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
All pockets from all dead people in the room are being searched by me.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
No, this is too scary, guys. I quit.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
I pull out Old Reliable and I say, sir, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to net you.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
You shot him in the face? Is he dead? You do remember I'm a cop, right? You just shot a guy in the face?
And I'm your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Am I at the truck yet?
Yeah. You're out of the truck.
Okay. I take the shotgun and see if there's anything else in there, like chips or snacks.
Okay. Looking through, you find the shotgun. It's just sitting on the seat or on the floor.
Is there any like burlap sacks in there or anything?
You don't see any burlap sacks. You do see a couple like empty bottles rolling around. A half full bottle of moonshine sitting on the seat next to him.
Oh, Dom standing here.
But you do see a 12 gauge shotgun.
Sweet. I take the shotgun. Can I do a spot hidden? See if there's anything else in there? Kerosene or
go for
whatever.
It.
4.
Oh, wow. You do not see any kerosene in the cab of his truck. You do find $10.
Yeah. Sucker.
As you take it and you stand up, you happen to glance up and you look through the window of the diner, and Jake is standing there staring at you, just shaking his head.
And I take the $10 and I go like this, like I wave it in my hands.
He's like,
put it in my pocket.
Oh. He's got a really shocked look on his face as he's just going,
Do we see, I look around like in all directions to see if I see a light anywhere.
Okay, roll spot hidden.
42 out of 49.
Okay. You're keeping an eye on the woods. You don't see anything moving. You don't see any lights or anything as you guys are making your way over there.
All right.
You feel fairly secure that there's nothing sneaking up on you just yet. You come around to the front of the gas station. It's not manned. There's nobody in there.
Are the lights on in the gas station at all, or is it, like, closed?
There are some lights on. There are a few lights on in the gas station. And actually, now that I think about it, Dan tried to give you the keys, but when he went behind the counter to grab them, they were not there.
Ho, ho, ho. The hellbag has them, boys. Get her.
So as you guys come up to the gas station, you push on the door and it just opens. So as you open it up, you see there are shelves, there's counters, you know, usual things you'd see in a kind of out-of-the-way gas station. There's auto supplies. Some snacks. There's a counter to your left with a cash register. There's a door around on the wall across from you, leading to you're assuming the office. There's a sign on the door that says office.
All right.
Dan said that that's where the phone is.
And somewhere there's a radio just playing static.
All right, I head towards the office.
Okay. I want you to roll a listen check for me.
Getting your net out.
All right.
Me too.
Everybody can roll listen.
61 want. Out of 20.
Everybody that's coming to the gas station is walking around.
All right, I got a 70. 66. No, 69. Ooh, barely.
Okay. You guys are checking these off, right?
Yeah.
I got 61 out of 20.
Okay. Sam, did you succeed?
That's what I rolled. No, I rolled 61 out of 20 as well.
Okay. Billy, you succeeded on your listen. Dr. Simeon, where are you?
I am just sitting in the booth waiting to make a medicine roll.
Oh, you're still hanging out in there?
He's trying to fix himself.
You're still kind of looking over yourself.
He does only have like one hit point.
I have two now.
I got three.
I'm going to go over and take the money out of the cash register.
Tallahassee, we don't have time for that.
Dr. Simeon.
Yes.
As you're sitting in the booth, tending to your wounds, trying to diagnose yourself and the best way to go about fixing up your various injuries and burns from the deadlight, you see Dan Keelham poke behind the counter, and then he's just kind of looking around by the cash register, looking under the counter, and he looks up and goes, "Where'd my gun go?"
Whoa.
Billy McConnell, you hear voices coming from the office in the back.
Shh, shh. Hey, guys. I hear some voices. There's people in the back there in the office.
Sounds like women's voices.
There's two women. Let's take this slowly.
All right, I think I'm just going to go open the door, fling it open, and point my gun.
Okay, that works too.
Major Bakersfield, as you push open the door, you see the figure of Mary Laker standing over a huddled form, sitting down, leaning up against the wall, cowering up against the wall to your right. The huddled form looks like that of Amelia Webb as Mary Laker stands over her, pointing a gun at her.
You shut up. You shut up.
Drop the gun, ho bag.
She looks up as you come in, and she looks back and forth between you and Amelia, and brings her gun up. She points it at you for a second, and kind of hesitates, almost going back and forth. She goes, What are you doing here?
Drop the gun, then we'll talk. Slower in peace, nice and easy.
This has nothing to do with you, all right? Why don't you guys just get out of here?
Then what does it have to do with? Your boyfriend?
It's none of your business. Just go.
Or what?
Or...
Ooh, Nettie hands. This is getting tough.
You can see the gun is kind of shaking in her hand. She looks at you and she says, or, and she points the gun back at Amelia. She says, I'll shoot her.
Is there enough room for Tallahassee and everybody else to come into the room, or is Bakersfield standing in the doorway?
He's pretty big.
Bakersfield, are you standing in the doorway? Yeah, he's standing in the doorway. Don't come any closer.
Look, I killed a lot of Germans in the Great War. I won't hesitate to pull the trigger. Lower your gun, and we can talk about this.
Now, Mary, it's all right. Like, calm down. I know Bakersfield's a little trigger itchy, but come on. We're going to all ration our food. And
what? Well, lucky for me, I'm Swedish.
So I guess I'm standing right out, what, right behind?
Yeah, that's about where you were.
Right behind Bakersfield.
Yeah.
I've got my gun out, too. And I'm just kind of hugging the door jamb.
I'm going to try and intimidate her into lowering her gun.
How about we not intimidate her because she's kind of, you know...
Psycho?
Itchy.
Maybe we should charm her. Oh, look, my charm is really high.
Help me. Help. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why she's doing this. Help me.
Does this have anything to do with your boyfriend?
Clem?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anybody with that name.
Funny, because I think you do. In fact, I think you may be carrying his child.
Plot twist. She looks up and he goes, "It's true. It's I am. And then she puts on an eye patch. Or at least it would be, but it's actually my evil twin. Which is actually her good twin, I guess. Okay, anyway.
Didn't we find a picture of Mary in his wallet?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's lead with that. I think you do know him. Like, this is... I'm being Sam right now.
We did take the wallet, though, didn't we?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah. Show her the wallet.
That's what I was doing, but his big fat Enos is in the way.
Get out of the freaking way! Bakersfield?
Well, look, what about him? What about Clem? Huh? What do you know about him?
Dominic, get up here.
Listen.
Nice and slow.
I know everybody's a little bit jumpy right now. But really, Mary, right? I really think you should put the gun down. We were up at Dr. Webb's house, and the scene we found there was the most horrific thing we've ever seen. There was a man there, and that's why we asked you about Clem. And we'll tell you all about it. Just put the gun down, and let's all talk like adults, like people who want to solve a problem, because that's what we have right now.
You tell me what happened. You tell me what happened to him.
I thought you didn't know him.
And she shakes the gun. She's gesturing it at Amelia. You do it. Look, I can see what's going on here. There's not many ways out for me here. Okay, so you better start talking.
Look, lower the gun and calm your tits.
Oh, gosh. As you're watching, it does seem like they seem to be in charge. They're moving around suspiciously. And actually, once you notice, she's not holding the gun with her hands. You guys turn around and walk away. All right? This is between me and her.
All right, Mary. Okay, so I pull the wallet out. I say, Mary, do you recognize this?
We stole it from your dead, burned boyfriend.
We don't say that part.
throw it over here. Just throw it. Throw it on the ground in front of me.
It's not really the wallet that I want you to see. It's what's in it. And so I slowly open the wallet, and very slowly, I pull out the picture of Mary.
Clem, you're such an idiot. What happened to him?
That's one of the things we want to talk to you about.
Then talk.
Well, what we saw... I don't know if you really want to know all the details, but Clem didn't...
Do I look like I don't want to know the details? Look, I'm not some kind of wilting flower here. Who's got the gun, all right? Talk.
All right, Mary. It's okay. Let's just say that Clem's not all there, okay?
He's only half a man now.
What do you mean? Why is this so funny to you? Is it funny? What did you do to him? What did you do to him?
Mary, we found him, and there was... We can't really explain it, but he and Dr. Webb both didn't survive. And there's something out there, something that's coming for all of us.
Let's see. Domdrum card.
Yes.
Make a...
Charm roll?
Yeah, make a charm roll.
Yes, I would love to make a charm roll.
It's not so persuasion. You're kind of appealing to her emotions a little bit. So let's go charm.
Ooh, I got a pretty good charm. Let's see. Okay, I've got terrible rolling skills, but here I go. Yes, 32. That's a hard success.
Okay, good. You see her kind of falter a little bit. She goes... This wasn't supposed to happen. None of this was supposed to happen. Look, nobody was supposed to get hurt. How did he die? How is everybody dead? This is so stupid, so stupid. It was the light. The light did it. I saw the light. It came out. Amelia Webb starts piping up from the floor. It's the light. The light. It got him.
Listen, ladies. Do you know how to get the light back in the box?
What light? What is this light you're talking about?
It's the deadlight.
Listen, we're not from around here. We don't care about getting anybody in trouble. We don't care what anybody did to anybody else. Really, the only thing we care about right now is getting all of us out of this situation safely.
She's kind of frantically looking around. She's looking at you. She's looking back at Amelia. So look, I agree with you there. All right, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here, so why don't the rest of you just back away from the door?
Not until you lower the gun.
I don't think so. This is all I got between me and you.
Well, at least let Mary come out, then.
Mary?
Come this way, Mary. Come towards me. Amelia. Amelia, come towards me.
Come
Dave.
Here, woman with gun. Come towards me.
Let's see. Okay, Tallahassee Turner. Why don't you make a charm roll?
All right, my charm is 60. 65.
Come on.
I'm going to spend 5 luck. I'm just kidding.
So you see Amelia look up at you, and she kind of starts, like, moving like she's going to crawl towards you. And Mary fires the gun over Amelia's head. She says, "Don't you move."
Listen, Mary, you need to stay calm. As I mentioned, we want answers too, and it's obvious that Amelia has them, but she's not going to give them to us if you blow her head off.
Look, shut up. Shut up, all right? I don't need any more answers. All I know is everyone's dead, and then I need to get out of here.
Look, Mary, we all have guns, okay? If you shoot Amelia, we're all just gonna unload on you. Look at my sweet friend, who I named Horace, that I found out in Jake's truck. And then I cocked the shotgun.
Horace.
If you want her, you can come in and get her, but get out of my way. Move away from the door.
I move in, I sidle towards Amelia against the wall with my gun still pointed at Mary.
Wait, why, Mary, where are you going? Why, what are you trying to do, you stupid
hoe bag?
I don't get what you're doing. Explain it to me.
I don't feel like I need to explain anything to you.
Well, my friend Horace is getting itchy, so if you don't explain it to me, I'm going to blow you away with my shotgun.
She points her gun at Tallahassee Turner.
Yeah, that's right. Keep coming.
Okay, while he's distracting her, I kind of quickly sidestep over to Amelia and help her up off the floor.
Don't move. None of you move. Stop.
Oh, Mary, can we draw a symbol on your head?
Mary, we'll totally let you go away. Just let us do a ritual real quick.
Just let us paint this little thing on your head. Then you can go.
Look, just let me by. She starts scooting towards the door.
All right, everyone get out of the way. Just let her go. It's not worth dying over.
It's pretty clear to me that Amelia's the one with the answers that we need.
Look, just pretend like we're letting her go, and once she starts walking through the door, knock her out.
Has anybody got a Sharpie?
Mary, blow her hand off.
What? No. Why are we trying to fight people? Let's charm them.
I did a crappy roll on my charm, so
yeah,
why
but
you
I
charm?
Did a good charm.
Okay. All right, Mary. Well, look. I put my shotgun up or down, and I say, I'm just messing with you, all right? We're all in this together. We got to figure out how to get this light thingy dead. So I'm going to let my pal Dominic here...
Hey, how you doing?
Charm you into listening.
I don't think you want to go out there. There's still this... Listen, when we went up to the Webb house, this wasn't something natural that killed Clem and Dr. Webb. Half of Clem's body was missing. And there are...
This is very charming.
Guys, I'm not trying... Hey, Mary, won't you stay and hang out with us and we can, you know, go to the movies?
She's just going to run outside and get eaten by the light.
We don't want her... Don't we want to save her life? I mean, do no, we want we people want to just die?
We want Mary to die.
Why?
Because she's the bad person, clearly.
Yeah, because stealing people stuff.
Pointing a gun at Amelia.
I'm just going to go with it.
She's pointing a gun at Amelia, about to kill her. She's clearly with the people that are robbing the house.
Look, she's emotionally charged. She's with child.
She's a freaking hellbag.
All right. Everybody just scoot aside. Let Mary go by.
Fine. Go ahead.
Go, Mary.
See ya.
Just go get eaten by the light.
Enjoy the light.
All right. So are you guys all moving out of the way so she can move out the door?
But I'm going to try to bash her in the back of the head with my shotgun.
Okay. So she starts moving towards the door. If you guys are out of the way from the door, then she gets to the doorway and starts scooting out of the door, still pointing the gun at you guys. All right, just stay back. Stay back. You hear Amelia start breathing really heavily over up against the wall. All right, she sidesteps out of the door. She's not turning her back to you, keeping the gun on you. Are any of you guys doing anything?
Did I step inside the office?
I don't know. Did you?
Well, I never said I did.
Okay, then you're...
Did she see me?
You were standing behind him. You were kind of talking. You're standing behind Major Bakersfield.
All right, I went in the office. I was thinking maybe I was hanging out on the... just around the door jamb.
That's kind of where everybody was. So, Major Bakersfield moved into the office towards Amelia.
So I'm going over to, like, I'm backing away from the door to the left. Billy, you back away to the right. That way she has to go between us, and she's going to probably hold the gun on me, and then you bash her in the back of the head or something, or put your gun up to her dome. All right, Mary, we're letting you out of here. I'm just going to back away to the left. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
On the outside of the door, right there, so... Bakersfield went in to check on Amelia, and I was right outside on the right side of the door. So I just backed up a little bit as she, you know, after we went in, and she's like, okay, I'm leaving. So I'm just standing off to the right there, not inside the office, but outside of it. So if she comes out, I do have my gun drawn, and if she notices me, then, you know, I'll just stand there with my hands up, kind of letting her go.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't, then I am going to stick my gun up to the back of her head and tell her to drop the gun.
All right. Well, I guess let's see. You're not necessarily hiding, I guess. Are you kind of hiding, I guess? So a stealth? Is that what we're looking for?
All right, yeah. I kind of just slip back around the jam.
Why don't you roll a stealth? See if you can kind of unobtrusively scoot back a little ways.
I got 24 stealth.
You got this.
50.
Dang, Billy, you shouldn't have brought your cement.
She definitely notices you as she comes scooting out of the door.
I bash her in the back of the head as she looks at him.
My arms are up. I'm just like, we don't want any trouble. We just want to get through this.
She's like, you stay back. All of you stay back.
Just don't want anybody to get hurt. Nobody else.
Lower your guns.
Okay. Put my gun down by my thigh.
Okay. Where, Tallahassee Turner, where are you?
I went to the left side of the door, so as she's going between us, she's got to look one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
Like she was looking at Billy, so if she's looking to the other side, I'm going to bash her in the back of the head.
Or knock the gun out of her hand.
She's kind
of
coming out like...
She's kind of standing in the doorway. She's pointing the gun at you guys, or at, I guess, Billy at the moment, as you were moving off to the side. Like, look, move over there. Move over by him, over in the corner.
No.
I said, move it.
No.
Come on, Tallahassee. We don't want anybody else to get hurt.
She can just walk between us and go out. I don't care.
Look, I'm not an idiot, okay?
Yeah, you are.
All right. Hey, Mr. What are you, a cop? You look like a cop. You have a cop look about you.
Yeah, it's Billy. I'm a detective.
So it's your job to help people, huh? Well, you know, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to catch the bad guy or are you going to help your friend? She shoots Tallahassee Turner.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And that's a hit.
Oh!
You believe?
Ow, you witch!
I am gonna shoot her. Since she shot Tallahassee, I'm raising my gun.
Unload on her.
But I am just trying to wing her. I don't want to shoot her in the head or anything.
Tallahassee Turner.
Yes.
Take 4 damage.
Whoa.
As a bullet rips into your side.
Oh, son of a biscuit.
Actually, how close is she?
She's within a few feet.
So could I just jump on her?
4 feet. Yeah, if you wanted to.
All right, yeah, I just want to try and subdue her.
If you won't calm your tits, then I will for you.
That's the first time I've been damaged.
All right, and as she shoots Tallahassee, she's also trying to make a break for it, but I'll let you make a move. Dom Drunkard, where are you?
Where'd you go?
I was just in the doorway.
So when we all kind of backed
away
from
everybody was
the
backing
door.
Away from the door as she was moving.
You're backing out or into the room?
No, I backed out. I backed, back close to Billy McConnell because we're buddies.
All right, so you guys are next to each other. So, Dom, you get to act first. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and tackle her.
Okay, I want you to roll Fighting Brawl.
Okay,
Fight with words.
Fighting Brawl. Yeah, I got an 11, baby. 11, that's an extreme.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to grab her?
Extreme.
No, yeah. I just, pounced. It's a full-on football
her.
Tackle.
All right, she tries to make a break for it, but Dom Drunkard dives towards her. Oh, you got an extreme success?
Yep.
All right, you crash into her and tackle her down to the floor.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh. Junior Netty Hands!
Get her!
Junior Netty Hands.
Billy McConnell, what do you do?
Did she drop the gun after he hit her?
She still got it in her hands.
Okay, I'm gonna jump down and pin it to the floor.
All right, roll a fighting brawl. With a bonus die.
Okay, trying to wrestle the gun out of her hand. 47, and my fighting brawl is 60.
All right, that's a success. You managed to pry the gun out of her hand as she's splayed out on the floor, being held down by Dom Drunkard.
Mary, you shouldn't have done that. Now you're going to be charged with attempted murder. And before that, you just had a few assault charges. You could have been out quick, but now you're going to go away for a long time.
You guys see Tallahassee Turner bleeding out on the floor next to you.
I pull out my cuffs and cuff her.
Okay, Bakersfield, what are you doing?
Are there any windows or anything in that office?
No.
Okay, so the doorway's the only way out.
Yeah, the doorway's the only way out.
Okay, I'm going to leave her there. I'm going to run out and try and administer some first aid.
Okay, Billy, while you're trying to handcuff her, she is trying to resist.
She's fighting back.
Yeah.
Pete, Dom, are you still, holding her?
Yep.
Do you want to roll a fighting brawl?
Oh, 83. Or do I get an extra die because she's still smothered by...
Well, she failed on her roll. Oh. So, yeah, I'll give it to you on that. You're able to pull out your handcuffs and wrap your handcuffs around her wrists. Get her handcuffed behind her back. Okay, what are you guys doing?
You daft bint. Hold still.
Okay, you guys hear Amelia Webb let out a scream from the office. And then it cuts off.
Oh, Bakersfield, weren't you in there?
You shouldn't have left her. What were you thinking?
I was coming out to help Tallahassee. You guys don't know what you're doing in this situation.
Apparently you didn't either.
I opened the door and look in on... What's her name again? Amelia.
Amelia. Dom, you open. You throw the door open and you see Amelia is still sitting on the floor, leaning up against the wall where you left her. As you look over, you see, though, her hair is down around her face. It's sodden and lank, draped over her face, but you see her eyes are wide open, and so is her mouth. Are you going to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to get the box and do the ritual.
Okay, you're leaving Amelia there?
I'm still with Amelia. Oh, Amelia.
Bakersfield, run get the box!
I'll run for the box. He's the one who's doing first aid on you. You're going
to
bleed out.
All right, and you're leaving Amelia there to die? Just to be clear.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Okay, so Dom is running out to get the box.
Bakersfield, what are you doing?
Go and do the freaking ritual, man. She's dead.
Dude, right, he's only got 4 hit points off. He can bleed out for like an hour before he'll die. Good.
Okay, I'm gonna start doing the ritual.
Klaatu Virata Necto.
Start muttering the words, doing the dance, whatever I need to do to,
Okay, so there's a chant. A symbol needs to be drawn on the forehead of somebody. Let's see. I think you might have to do it in blood.
We so happen to have a bleeding Tallahassee line on the floor.
Yeah, it says the symbol needs to be drawn in blood. Okay, Dom, you ran out to the truck?
Yeah, to get the box, and Tallahassee handed me the chalk on the way.
Our truck's parked real close, right? It's like that, or is it up there in front of the diner?
The chalk, it's up in front of the diner.
Well, we couldn't get to the diner, right, because the truck's blocking the way in the road?
The truck's not completely blocking the road, so you guys kind of pulled off to the side here.
Yeah.
So Dom starts making a break for it. You hear some scrambling from the office, I guess, you guys that are in there. The sound of like a clatter, some things being knocked over. You hear Amelia let out another scream again. Okay, Dom Drunkard is running out to the truck. Dom, you run back out into the storm. It's just as heavy as ever. The rain is coming down. The lightning's flashing everywhere. You run towards the truck. Make a dex roll.
Make a dex roll?
Yeah.
Guys, I feel good today. The dice are going to be for me. I've already had 2 good rolls.
Why did you point
bam,
it out?
Bam, 35. I just got a success.
Okay. Yeah, you keep your feet in the slippery mud as you're making a break out towards the truck. Bakersfield, you're drawing the symbol on Mary's head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have the journal? Who has the journal?
I think Tallahassee had it.
Yeah, I did. I pulled it out of my pocket.
And you start doing the chant?
Yeah.
Okay. Billy McConnell.
So, Billy's having a little bit of anxiety about, you know, burning up Mary.
You want to burn up Amelia instead?
I take a glob of my blood and throw it on Billy's face and say, maybe that'll help you make up your mind.
We don't know for sure.
She shot me.
Yeah, I see that. But you might have deserved it.
You hear more screams from the office.
Okay, can I lean over and look inside the door?
Yeah.
All right, I just lean over and look inside the office to see what's going on with Amelia.
Okay, as you peek in the office, you see Amelia is scrambling away as the deadlight burned through the back wall is reaching in towards her. You see a huge, large scorch mark on her back as she's attempting to crawl away from it. Screaming and scrambling away as the deadlight creeps towards her.
How close is she to the door?
To the door? She's trying to make her way towards the door, but she's just panicking and crawling and try to kick her way away from the deadlight as it's creeping towards her. As the eerie silver-white glow is now filling the office.
Okay.
You see that it's melted through the back wall.
Billy! Billy, get her out of there!
Can I scramble in and grab her by the hand and pull her out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna try and do.
Okay, yeah. Billy McConnell scrambles in through the door and grabs Amelia Webb by the arm and by the hand and starts dragging her back through the door. The deadlight then, in a eerie way, twists towards you as if it's looking at you. It starts snaking in your direction.
Do I have time to get her through the door before it gets to me?
Yeah. Amelia is screaming now as you're dragging her.
Okay, as we get to the door, I'm going to slam the door. as I we pull through.
Okay, you get to the door, slam it shut.
Get that ritual going, it's coming.
I'm going.
All right, you start backing away. Mary is, Major Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Would you like to fight back or dodge?
Is this against Mary? Or do I not know?
Yeah, this is against Mary.
What do I roll? Well, let's see, a dex for dodge and what, a fighting brawl for fight back?
Yeah, it's half your dex for a dodge and fighting brawl to fight back.
I'm going to punch you right in the temples. Knock her out. Whole bag.
Come on.
All right, I got a 22 out of 64.
Oh, snap. That's a hard success.
Okay, you got a greater degree of success than she did. So she's struggling, and she tries to actually kick you in the face as you are drawing the symbol on her head. So you dodge out of the way, and you just lay into her. So roll your damage. That's going to be a 1d4 plus 1.
Oh, five.
Five? Ow. Yeah. You connect hard and snaps her head back.
And, oh, man.
And it rolls off her body.
She's dead. No, she actually does not lose consciousness, but she is dazed severely. You actually break her nose.
Yeah! Use her blood.
And now she just rocks her head back, and she's dazed, and she's kind of coughing now.
Tallahassee, hold her head.
Billy McConnell, as you're scrambling back, let's see. Everybody make a spot hidden real quick.
All right, spot the hidden.
Except me, right? I'm not in the room.
69, I succeed.
29 out of
100 or 1.
Is it 001?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a critical success, homie.
Oh, bro, you get extra skill points.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, that's what we did on critical. Roll a d10.
D10, okay. A 3.
All right, you can add 3 points on your spot hit.
Yeah, boom!
That critical is literally a 1 in 100 chance.
That's awesome.
For you to get that critical success.
Dang, I wish I would have got more than a 3.
So, Billy and Tallahassee, Billy, as you're pulling Emilio away from the doorway, you see the deadlight now squeezing underneath the small space that's beneath the door, and also the door itself and the door frame starts to scorch and turn black as it's squeezing from underneath, still coming towards you and coming towards Emilio Webb.
Here it comes, guys. Here it comes. You got her head painted?
It's got real dark.
How? What else are we going to do?
I don't know. We have to sacrifice somebody, so who...
I did say if we take the box outside, prop it open with a stick and a string, and then we put, like, a squirrel in there or something.
Like a sandwich?
Then...
Peanut butter and Clem sandwich?
did it say in any of the journal parts that the sacrifice thing had to be alive?
It didn't say so explicitly.
How do you sacrifice that which has no life?
Okay, the deadlight is now, there's a tentacle that's sweeping out and starting to snatch towards your feet.
I'm still running.
All right, so you're pulling him out. You're moving towards the front door. Dom Drunkard, you've managed to grab the box. You're moving back. You're running back towards the gas station. But the deadlight is creeping ever closer to all of you in the gas station. What do you do?
Gotta have the symbol drawn.
I drew the symbol. That was the first thing I did, was draw the symbol.
So let's say you finished drawing the symbol. She tried to attack you. You punched her, and now you guys have the journal. So do you want to start chanting, or does Tallahassee want to start doing the chanting? But during all of this, the deadlight is creeping ever closer from underneath the door. The eerie light is getting closer. Billy McConnell is half dragging, half carrying Emilio Webb away from it.
So to me, it would make more sense if Tallahassee pulled the book out.
Yeah, Tallahassee should chant.
It's kind of what I was thinking, but how? Like, can I do it faster?
Like with my library use or my language or something?
Well, it's not necessarily that you like the speed that you get through the chant. The chant just has to be done correctly, and it has to be done. I mean, it's a chant, you know, has to be done in kind of the right rhythm and enunciation. He opens up the journal. He starts saying these just strange, incomprehensible syllables that sound like they were not made for humans to speak. They were not made for human mouths. These are sounds and diction that was not meant for the type of speaking apparatus that humans have. Billy McConnell stumbles towards you. Major Bakersfield, you finish drawing the symbol on Mary Laker's head as she dazedly looks around, choking on her own blood from the broken nose that you've given her. The deadlight is squeezing underneath the door and burning its way through at the same time as tentacles begin lashing out at it, or from it, towards you. Just as this, as it's starting to get close, Dom Drunkard bursts through the door, holding a silver coffer in his arms as he comes skidding in, sliding to a halt. Dom Drunkard, do you open the coffer?
Yes. And I've got the goo.
Alright, Dom Drunkard opens and proffers the coffer towards
the
deadlight. Tallahassee Turner, you're chanting these words as you're holding up the journal, reading it, being extra careful to fully enunciate everything. The words are written out phonetically, but they don't make any sense, and they actually start to hurt your head a little bit, as do everybody around you. All of you, these words, they enter in your mind, but seem to almost wash over it and wash past it as if it's not something that can be held on by your consciousness. You're all scooting away, scooting back towards the window at the front. The rain is still coming down heavily. Let's see, who's looking at the deadlight?
I'm not. I've got my eyes closed.
Not me. I'm pulling Amelia. I'm trying to drag her out the door.
Okay, Dom Drunkard.
Yes? That's me?
I want you to make a POW roll. As you come in, you see everything that's going on. You're looking over. You're proffering the coffer.
I proffer the coffer. Oh, man, my POW isn't very good.
Can I proffer that coffer properly.
Can I make, like, an intelligence roll instead?
A what?
An intelligence roll. Can I make that instead? It's higher than
POW. Yeah, he's a wuss.
I don't have a good POW.
Yeah, you can make an intelligence roll.
Oh, really?
It's going to automatically fail what I want you to do, but you can make it.
All right, fine. I'm going to make the POW roll.
Okay.
Here we go, guys.
Come on. Do you have the brain power?
Ah, fiddle monkeys. I rolled an 80.
Okay. As you're looking over and you're looking towards the deadlight, it's strange, fluctuating glow and shimmer. Just,
it's so beautiful.
It is actually beautiful in a strange, eerie kind of way, and you feel yourself uncontrollably drawn towards it. Major Bakersfield, you do see Dom Drunkard. His eyes kind of start going a bit slack.
I punch him in the nuts.
His eyes start kind of glazing over as they seem to be reflecting the light a little bit more. And he starts scooting towards the light.
Okay, I shove Mary to the ground. I get up. I take the box from Dom and I push him over.
Mary's pretty out of it. Mary's now just lying there. Dazed, handcuffed, and bleeding from the nose and mouth.
If there's one thing about Bakersfield, he definitely knows how to kill people. Shot that one dude in the face.
You know that's right.
Broke Mary's face.
Dom Drunkard, you see the deadlight flare up as multiple strands of its light shoot out towards you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As they shoot directly towards your eyes and your face and your mouth as it opens to accept it. Just as you do, Tallahassee Turner finishes the chant. And you see the symbol on Mary Laker's head begin to glow with a dark red eldritch light. Suddenly, Dom Drunkard, the tendrils that are lashing towards you stop in midair, mere inches from your face. And then they all in unison turn down towards the gasping form of Mary Laker on the floor. As they shoot down and enter in through her mouth and eyes, as her scream is instantly cut off, as the deadlight engulfs her and burrows inside of her body. You see her start convulsing on the floor uncontrollably as the deadlight consumes her from the inside out. You see her flesh begin to blacken and flake away. Her face opens, her mouth splits, her eyes burn out of her sockets. As the deadlight pours out of them and washes over her entire body. After a moment, it's over. And Mary Laker is burned completely to ash in front of your eyes. The deadlight, finished with its work, sweeps towards the open silver coffer in your arms and pours inside of it. You slam the lid down on the deadlight. You still see the light creeping out around the cracks and the edges. Dom Drunkard administers the wax seal around the seam, and finally, the light goes dim, fades, and is gone. The storm finally seems to be passing, and the constant static drone from the radio fades into streams of music. The soft tones of a current popular song sift into the room, and its melancholy melodies pull you back from a bit of the shock you're feeling right now. You reflect on the sudden stillness that seems so strange after the chaos of this night. In the fading light, you take in the stillness of blood and ash and broken things. You did what you had to do, didn't you? That thing would have killed all of you, killed who knows how many if you hadn't have stopped it. And that woman, with all her avarice and jealousy, had been the cause of all of it, caused the deaths of 3 people and intended to kill more and leave the rest of you to burn. You did what you had to do, right? But as the last light from around the edges of the coffer fades, and finally goes out, you're left standing in darkness, thinking about what you just did. And you can't help but feel that maybe a little light has gone out of you as well.
Don't know if anything is. Smell your hair, I see you everywhere. But now all my days are blue. Everything is you.
Oh man, what a finish. That was depressing. Man, what kind of sick, twisted mind could manufacture such terrible, dark deeds and then cap it off with a bunch of depressing music just to hammer home how terrible it was? Hey everybody, it's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and snazzy neckties. I've just got some quick announcements for everybody along with these snazzy neckties. Boy, you should see them there. So snazzy. They got zigzags and everything. And I know what you're thinking. Things are looking pretty dark for the Arkham Boys, and you just cannot wait to find out what happens next. But do not despair, my dudes. We have more amazing adventures of the Arkham Boys coming up in Season 3 after a short break. And I know that sounds terrible, but we will be back before any of you can say Fungluy Mugulanoth Cthulhu Releo Wugnagel Fatagin. So, basically no time at all. Follow us on social media for more updates, which we will keep you posted when we know when it's going to be going down. We are on all the social media outlets, all of the Insta-twits and the Facergrams. You can find us on there, so check it out. Also, send us some messages. Let us know about all the things that we do that you think are awesome and or stupid. And we'd love to hear it. We don't mind. Send it our way. In fact, you probably want to ask us questions like, "Hey, Alex, why does it sometimes take so long between episodes? And why don't you guys seem to have any kind of consistent publishing schedule?" Well, glad you asked, because we suck. That's basically it. No, I know. I'm sorry. We've been terrible. But we are just, we're super busy humans. And that's basically it. I just had a baby a few months ago. My life's a little nuts. Sam is in the middle of transitioning into a new job. And on top of that, I mean, we all just work full time. We all have families. And we just try and fit this around the rest of our crazy life. So sorry about that. Hopefully going to be getting a lot more consistent with our publishing schedule so we can get on top of all of this craziness. Also, stay tuned during the break between seasons. We're still planning on putting out some sweet, sweet content for you, our wonderful listeners. We're working on a Halloween special that will be extra spooky. It's still a little bit up in the air, but we think that Donovan is going to be running a scenario for us for his very first time. We've been looking at that brand new scenario they released, the free one, the Lightless Beacon. So that should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. We'll let you know when that's coming up. Yeah, part of what we're hoping to do in this break is to catch up on some of our back editing, because we're getting a little behind on that. We have a bunch of bonus episodes that we're trying to put together to get uploaded and out to our patrons. We have our As a Psychologist bonus show, where we analyze the scenarios after we run them. Basically a recap show where we go through and we talk about it all together, what we liked about it, what we thought about the scenario itself. You know, check it out. It's fun. Get to know us a little bit better. We actually also have another whole scenario that we recorded. Pete wrote it and ran that one. I played in it. It was a lot of fun. We just needed to get that edited. We'll upload that, another bonus episode. Or a couple of bonus episodes, actually, we'll be getting out of that. So get over to Patreon, our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. That's what it is. Check it out, and you don't want to miss out on any of that sweet stuff. We have all of the original music that we do on the show is going to be up on there, and the handouts we do. I do have to say, not all of the music we do on here is original. We do have some licensed music that we add in there also, but a lot of it, most of it is stuff that we have written ourselves, mostly Sam. I do a little bit. The handouts that we make that we give to the players and stuff, you can also get on and check that out. There's lots of fun stuff. You get access to our Patreon feed. We can, you know, for all of our extra little things, we, you know, the dumb, stupid things that we like to say and do. So you can get on that. What a deal. We're actually also going to be gifting a free copy of this scenario, Deadlight, to our patrons at the top secret tier. It's not a secret tier. That's just the name of that tier, top secret. It's clever, right? Speaking of Patreon, we got to give a shout out to our new patrons. We have a couple new signups, which is fantastic. We got Tambor Jam. Thanks, Tambor Jam, for signing up. You're awesome. Thanks for listening. It's good to have you on board. And Thomas Ogus. I hope I said your name right. Thomas Ogus. Whatever it is, he's a cool dude. And thanks for signing up, Thomas. It's good to have you. Thanks so much to you guys. It's fantastic. It's amazing having you on board. It's so cool to have people that want to sign up and pay and support the show like you do. It helps a ton. It gives us a ton of motivation to put out the best possible show we can. So anybody else wanting to support your favorite show, The Arkham Files, head on over to our Patreon and check it out. See what we got there. We got a lot of good stuff. I also do want to do a shout out to our contest winners. We did a social media contest. Hopefully all of you guys saw that on our Facebook and all of other social media outlets, but we did a giveaway, the Spread the Madness giveaway. And I want to give a shout out, announce our contest winners. Our grand prize winner was John Schmelzer. So congratulations, John. That's awesome. He won a Call of Cthulhu Keeper's Rulebook and the starter set, a sick Arkham Files t-shirt, and some other swag. So he is looking quite snazzy sporting his Arkham Files gear. I know he sent us a picture. We'll have to put that up on our social media. It's pretty rad. First prize was Jesus Armando. He won a Arkham Files t-shirt also, but he also won a Call of Cthulhu starter set, which is cool. So hopefully, Jesus, you're going to be up there getting another game running for you. Also, if I remember correctly from a post from one of the Facebook groups, I believe a triple congratulations is up for you, Jesus. So that's awesome, man. Congrats. That's going to be fantastic. Going to be crazy, but it's going to be awesome. We had 3 second prize winners. We had Esteban Villalobos. Hope I'm saying your name right, but that's an awesome name. Villalobos. Christian Kelleter and Sean Acosta. Those guys won some sweet Arkham Files swag. These nice t-shirts we got. Our t-shirts are dope. I got to tell you guys that. They are soft and cozy. They are so comfy. And they look great. They got our logo on them. They are smashing. Smashing enough for appealing outerwear that you can go out and people will comment on your stylish duds. But also soft enough and comfy enough for Betty Buy time. So just ask any of these guys. They will tell you if you see them. They are all over the place, actually, which is something that's super cool. It's cool to have people all over the world that are listening to the show and tuning in. That's cool. Got, let's see, like Germany, New York, I believe, if I remember. One guy also lives like 3 blocks away from Donovan, which was pretty crazy. We still have t-shirts, by the way. If anybody wants to buy a sweet, sweet t-shirt, contact us. I don't know how we're going to sell it to you. We don't have a store or anything yet. But send us a message on Facebook or something, and we'll get it figured out. Don't worry about it. We'll get you your gear. If you want it, you can get it. And I think that about wraps it up. So again, thanks everybody. Thank you to all of our listeners. If you want to support the show, leave us a 5-star review and on whatever it is, wherever it is that you find our podcast and listen to it. Subscribe, share with every person you've ever seen in your entire life. That's all we need. And thanks again, everybody. It's great having you out there. We love doing the show. We love that you listen to it. And that's it for me, and I will catch you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.